Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
My top 50 segments of the week. I love this one. Preaching travel. No, I really
so
do.
So kind of you, Paul.
Because we all have the travel bug. And I just want to say, who among us has not had issues with traveling?
Oh, honey.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that strange travel suggestions are dancing lessons from God. Something always goes wrong. And yeah, I think it was Kurt Vonnegut who actually said that. But I remember the time I forgot my luggage. We went to Hawaii.
Such a great story.
We showed up at the baggage claim.
Fantastic.
And I forgot. I don't even know how we got to the airport without the main suitcases. We had our carry-on stuff. But so the first thing we did was go to Walmart.
So just to be clear, everyone, Paul and his family left the house and got in the cab.
Yeah.
With no luggage.
We had carry-on. And somehow I thought that was okay.
I would so have divorced you.
Well,
I would be filing papers at the airport.
My wife is, she's patient. I'm sorry.
Okay. DJ, you wouldn't do something as dumb as that, would you?
Well,
oh man, should I start with the luggage story was as dumb as that? Should I start with that one?
It's one of my favorites.
Look, the reason we're talking about this is because a listener called in yesterday and said they want to hear from your dad, Falker, which we're going to do in a couple of weeks, and said, DJ, you always share these great adventures and travel stories, you should share some of the times things don't go well. And I thought, that's a great suggestion. Yeah. What I'm going to do. And look, it's not hard for me to find dramatic stories of things going wrong. It's hard for me to be negative about them because, look, I believe that all of those things, as hard and stressful as they are in the moment, are part of the deal.
Like part of the experience.
They're part of life and they're part of travel and they're the things you remember. They test you.
Yes.
They try you. And it's hard for me to be negative about them, but I do have some stories of when things went terribly awry.
Went
and
south.
Since you talked about luggage, I'll talk about the luggage story, which I think I told. This was just a few months ago when we were in Scotland, and we woke up at 4 in the morning to go to the airport. I think before that, I think it was 2:30 in the morning to go to the airport to fly back to the U.S. We're in a van. We're with the in-laws. We get to the airport. They're flying back to their house elsewhere in Europe, and we're flying back to the U.S., and we get there and drop off the van and split up the luggage, and there's an extra suitcase.
Oh, God.
What?
And it belongs to my sister-in-law, who's an hour and a half away at our Airbnb, and they're going to drive back to their house in Bristol. We're in Scotland. They're going to drive 6 hours back to their house. So now we're all flying off to different international destinations, and there's an extra suitcase.
You have her suitcase.
And we have her suitcase.
And God knows you can't leave it at the airport.
There's no lockers. Oh. There's a luggage facility that opens at 8 p.m. Our flight leaves at 6:30. I ask a few people at the airport. Nobody has any answers. Nobody has any ideas. And I also had no sleep, so I'm trying to problem solve with
foggy
brain and two kids and the in-laws, and Katrina's standing in line to check in.
Was there a happy ending?
And it was a terrible... There actually was a happy ending.
My stomach hurts thinking about
it. It was a terrible moment. I mean, my heart was racing. My stomach was turning. I mean,
so wait, did you call then your brother-in-law and say...
Yeah, but they were sleeping.
They were sleeping.
Could you put it in a cab and just send the cab back?
Well, that was one of the things we thought about. But what cab driver worth his salt would take a random package to a random address? You can't do that.
Sounds like a drug deal, yeah.
So anyway, it was terrible. What we ended up doing, which, it turned out okay, but we dropped off our rental car, and I hadn't locked it. And it was the rental car office wasn't open, but it was on premises. So I walked that suitcase back to the rental car office. I opened the van, and I left it in the rental car.
Unlocked.
And I texted my brother-in-law, and I said, if you get here before they open, you'll probably just be able to get it. If not, you'll have to go to the rental and explain and just say, I left my suitcase, and I think you'll be able to get it back. And sure enough, they hadn't even checked in the van. 4 hours later, they rolled up, found the van, got their suitcase, and drove home.
It's good it wasn't rented to somebody else, right?
He was on the reservation.
You dodged a bullet there.
I mean, that is a genius solution.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know, but it could have gone.
And the fact that you also had time to get back to the rental car place and get back and
still
make your flight.
And it was on premise. I mean, it could have been a lot of these rental car places are 5 miles away, and ours was just two blocks away, so I could walk.
Was Katrina, was she okay with that? Did she call you a moron at any point? Because my wife, when I do stuff like that, she just twists the knife.
No.
Idiot.
My wife goes into, what do I need to get done here, Mo?
Freaking
idiot. She was standing in line with our passports. She checked into the flights while I ran around like a crazy person figuring out. So
she stayed cool. She didn't make it worse.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Man, I got so many. We're not going to get through all
this. Okay, tell us another one.
Okay. So we were in Spain a number of years ago, actually for same brother-in-law's wedding. Uh-huh. That's why we were there. He married a gal from Spain.
It's
him. I never figured that out.
Common denominator.
And on two occasions in Spain, we could not find the Airbnbs or the places we'd rented, because we're renting sort of like unique places. It was like this, you know, bed and breakfast in a castle and a little loft overlooking a square in Madrid, and we couldn't find the places, and we don't speak the language. And the one place we figured out that we didn't know this, but the roads, like if you're in Madrid and you're staying on a certain road, well, that road, whatever it is named after the square, and the road is a square. Like, it's not like a road that goes a mile long, right? The road is just this little tiny square.
Okay.
And I'm like, it doesn't compute to me, but they just do things differently. So we had a heck of a time, like, trying to learn their system, because I, like an idiot, think that roads in Spain are the exact same thing they are in in the U.S., and that's just not the case. So we learned that lesson the hard way.
And they're squares.
Squares, yeah.
And I use Google Maps, and it usually works pretty well, but in Europe, the pedestrian squares and the pedestrian roads aren't marked clearly on Google Maps. Mm-hmm. At least they weren't. So several times, last time we were in Europe, I wind up driving into a square where there are not supposed to be any vehicles.
Oh, my God.
And there are women pushing strollers, giving me the evil eye.
People having
pointing.
Dinner in the square.
Yeah, and here I am driving around and saying, hey, I'm an American. I'm looking for a hotel.
They know. They know you're an American.
Yeah. God help me. All right. Okay, let's keep going. Keep going.
I just remembered on that same trip, I put the wrong kind of gas in. I never rented a car in Europe, but I put the wrong kind of gas. I put like farm fuel in my car, and
what
I had
happened?
To call. Well, it like didn't run well for a while, and then it ran well after a while. I mean, I was freaking out like the car was going to explode, but it didn't, and I just put the right kind of gas in, and it ran rough for a couple hundred miles.
Lori did that once with an RV.
Yeah.
She put diesel in.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's really bad.
And it was not a diesel engine.
Oh, that's...
What happens?
If you catch it, they pump it out.
We put her in jail for a couple of months.
Okay.
She did some time. Well, she learned
her lesson.
She deserved
it, obviously.
No, thankfully, this was up in the Brainerd Lakes area, and we found a service station.
Yeah.
They were able to drain the diesel out.
Yeah.
I mean, she literally drove like a third of a mile. It wasn't enough to damage the engine, but that's a bad idea.
Yeah,
I bet that happens
awful.
A lot, though.
I think it does.
You know,
sure
young
it does.
Kids
yeah.
just getting their license, they're You don't know. Choices yeah. of the pump.
But she did do jail time, and yeah. she learned a valuable yeah. lesson.
I mean, those are growth experiences, though. You know, she's probably pretty good with the shiv. You know, she knows not to drop soap anywhere. I'm sure she's impressive.
Okay, move on. Keep going.
She's got
skills. Okay. Okay. This is a recurring one. Again, I'm sharing some travel fails. This is a recurring one that we always try to go camping, and we're like pushing it into the fall. I mean, this has happened like four or five times. One time we're in New Mexico, which New Mexico in October, I'm sure it's going to be nice, right? First night, woke up 3 inches of snow on top of our tent.
Stop it.
We were in Utah. And, it looks like the highs in October in Utah, it'll be 60s during the day and 40 overnight. Woke up the first morning, a gallon of water, frozen solid outside our tent. It was down into the 20s.
I would kill you.
And, I mean, again and again, and we have a friend that we invite camping regularly, and she always says, I'm never going camping in October. And then every October comes around, and we go somewhere else and go camping and get burned. So we were in the Black Hills again in October, and it got down to 22 degrees in October in the Black Hills. We had to bail out and rent a cabin.
But did that become super fun, or were you disappointed and mad about the camping?
Again, all of them became super fun, even when we were in Utah. And we were dispersed camping in Utah, like zero amenities at all. Like you are like peeing and pooping in the woods remote. And there's no table. There's no fire pit. You're doing everything on your own. And we had to move. We figured out that it was cold because it was in a valley and you were warmer if you were up higher in that area. So we moved campsites, 50 miles south on a higher elevation, and it was better.
It's a little like starting a company. It never turns out the way you think it will.
No,
but
never.
If you bake flexibility into your plans, there's always a way to pivot. Plan B, plan C, plan D. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it makes the trip a lot more interesting and memorable when things do go wrong and how you react to adversity. It can be a bonding moment, right? It can bring you closer together, or it can cause a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just remembered that this was the last one, I promise.
No, hit me.
I just remember we were doing slot canyons in southern Utah, which is it's this twisting, winding canyon with that looks like a hallway. You enter it and you're like walking down a hallway with cliffs.
Yeah, yeah.
20 feet on either side. And you're walking down this twisting little canyon. And at parts, it was 9 inches wide. So you had to go sideways.
Whoa.
And Baby Winter was with us. And at one point, she was freaking out. Towards the end of it. And so she couldn't walk and we had to hold her. And it's so small, I could not hold her in front of me. So I had to hold Baby Winter over my head and pass her to my buddy Jed, who would then grab her while I would shimmy a few more feet down this little canyon. And he'd pass her back and we'd inch our way along as she's screaming.
She's wailing the whole time?
She's wailing the whole time.
I think there's photographic evidence of that because I think I saw a picture
of
the passage of Winter.
Yep, yeah. And the first three quarters of it went fine. She was even walking through like a little hallway and then it wasn't fine, and I told Katrina to go ahead. me and Jed will get her out of here and not worry about the cries.
But you never turned around.
We'll
you kept going. You kept going forward.
Well, it was a one-way route. It was further to go back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Does she remember that?
Winter doesn't remember that. She was right about a year old, I think.
Yeah, she was little.
Point. She was really small. That slot canyon was 26 miles down, like the worst pothole dirt road you've ever seen. So after that, you just drive like jittery for an hour and a half.
Would you do it again? Would you do it again?
That one, I don't think I would because of the drive, not the canyon. But that's a long way to drive.
She's still married to you. That woman is a saint.
Oh. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Life is a test.
But things do go awry.
They do every time.
It happens. So. Yeah. But you make the best of it. And David, of course, says it always turns into something fun because he's the most optimistic and the most positive person in the universe. So thank God he's here to balance us curmudgeons out.
Thank you. We all have the travel bug. You got an extra serving.
Yeah, well.
Thanks for sharing that.
Thanks.
That's fun. Thank you, David.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.